Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Koenig, who's the Vice President General Manager of Crossville Tile and Stone. David, how you doing?
Doing good. Good morning, Kemp.
You've just announced this week that you've bought the largest tile and stone distributor in Colorado called Capco. Let's get to that in just a minute. A little background on you. I think you've been in the tile business for a long time. You actually went to Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, and studied criminal justice, but I guess that wasn't giving you the passion you needed, and you got in the tile business, right?
Yeah, I made a course correction right after college to enter the business community instead of law enforcement, yeah. And the tile and stone business really attracted my attention and passion, and got started in the distribution business with Case Supply many years ago.
Yeah, and you actually worked yourself up. You were president of ICS just a few years ago, right?
Yes, I was president of Case Supply, and then when we combined the three companies that now has become ISC Surfaces in 2008, I became the president of that company.
Okay. How long have you been with Crossville?
Right at 2 years.
All right. And a little background on Crossville. Most people know Crossville all the way back in 86, the first company to build a porcelain tile plant in Tennessee. Now that seems to be a very popular decision, but first one there, and primarily a producer of upscale tile for the commercial and residential business. But back in 2001, in certain areas, you started getting into owning pieces of distribution. And so now Crossville Tile and Stone, you actually own your distribution in several locations, right?
That's correct. With this acquisition of Capco, we have 27 locations now. Crossville, over there's almost 30 years of business, built their business and have a very strong commitment to independent distribution. What you now see as CT&S, how it's evolved, has really been a sequence of opportunities presented themselves for Crossville to acquire distributors that were looking to exit the business. With the exception of actually Charlotte being the first one in 2001, Crossville just looked at the market and did not feel they had a viable, strong, independent distributor partner, so they decided to open their own there at that time. But by and large, we remain open, looking at any and all good opportunities to represent the Crossville brand in that market.
And these locations, these distributor locations, oftentimes they're storefronts. I mean, I know you don't sell directly to consumers, but like take for instance with Capco, I think they've got 5 or 6 designer locations where you can go in as a consumer and walk the aisles and look at all different types of tile, right?
Yes, really all of our branch locations, Kemp, have a showroom to varying degrees. Capco has 9 of them, 8 in Colorado, 1 in Las Vegas. But all of our facilities have showrooms that the end user can walk in, make selections, but we do sell through the trade.
That's
right.
We do
not sell retail through our showrooms. Awesome. We're kind of a traditional two-step distributor.
And also, when they walk in these stores, there's a lot more products in there than just Crossville, right?
Accounts for approximately 50% of Crossville Tile and Stone sales, but there's a number of other stone and porcelain products from a lot of other high-end tile manufacturers in the world.
Yeah, most people that know the tile business know that Dale Tile, for instance, the market share leader in the business, owns over 200 locations that are to the trade, right?
Yes, they do. And that is their business model, to take their product to market.
All right, so when you were looking around and you found Capco, what attracted you to them?
When we heard that they were on the market, was owned by a private equity firm. When we heard they were up for sale, we felt they had a very strong market presence in Colorado and Nevada. Their business model really resonates with us very well. It's a good fit. They're a well-run organization, great management team. And I've actually spent a fair amount of time out there, as you can imagine, over the last couple months. Mm-hmm. And we've been very, very impressed with the caliber of people throughout the organization. We just felt it was a great strategic fit for Crossville and a good addition to our family long-term, to benefit both companies, actually, and to continue to grow the brand for Crossville.
I was looking at some background on them. They have locations in Denver, Boulder, Carbondale, Avon, Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Silverthorne, Las Vegas. They've got many showrooms, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, and all those facilities, as I said earlier, have a small showroom presence for either our direct customers or their clients to come into to make selections. They really become selection centers for the end user.
Yeah. All right. So to the end user in Colorado, this acquisition will be transparent, won't it?
It it really will be transparent. We've told the management team, and we're communicating with their customers through the salespeople. It's, you know, it's business as usual. The lines that Capco has represented, and Capco is a little different than any of our other locations. They actually are a slab distributor as well. Business as usual as we go forward. We don't plan to make huge wholesale changes there at all. We just look to add value.
All right, just one last question. Tell us a little bit about how the tile and stone market's doing this year as we look here in the fourth quarter of 2015.
Overall, it is growing. It's been a few tough years, as everybody in this industry can appreciate. But we're seeing some modest growth, probably, you know, somewhere in the 4 to 6% range, probably in the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
And the forecast for next year, kind of projecting around 5 or 6, at least while we're seeing it and reading the tea leaves. So the housing market's definitely improving. Commercial sector, which of course for Crossville is the larger share of our business, continues to be very strong. So we have positive sentiments going through fourth quarter and into 2016.
Okay, one other little last question. Obviously, Colorado, and you start talking about tile flooring. I think part of the growth that you're seeing, especially in an area like Colorado, is due to underfloor heat, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the underfloor heating systems, and there's been a lot of advances in the technologies of those systems, is really becoming a great add-on sale. Good for the end consumer that's always concerned about the cold on the feet.
Right.
And that eliminates that issue.
All right, Dave. Appreciate you talking to us today. Again, been talking to David Koenig, who is the Vice President, General Manager of Crossville Tile and Stone, about their acquisition of Capco, the largest tile distributor in Colorado. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.